And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the mighty 690K GGF Kyle High with you this morning on this beautiful day out there already, 46 degrees, and we'll be up into the 70s today. Joining me in studio from the Coffeyville Historical Society, we have Amy Dollar. Good morning, Amy. How are you doing?
Good morning, Kyle. Isn't it nice to have your fan on in November instead of your heater?
Yeah, exactly. Although they keep turning the heat on back here, and it turns into an oven back here.
I was talking about at home.
Well, yeah, I got this fan going on here over here on the floor, so because apparently the heat they want to turn the heat on in here. It's too hot for that.
It is definitely. I like that in between time. Yeah. No, don't have to run the air. Don't have to have the heater on.
Well, it saves on electricity. I looked at my electricity bill this month, and I was like, yeah. Ooh, it was a lot lower than it was, say, in like July.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, plenty of things going on with you guys over there at the Coffeyville Historical Society. And the main thing you guys are working on is right now is Christmas on the Plaza. That'll be coming up, I mean, very, very quickly. I mean, we're already in the first weekend or the first week of November. So coming up quickly.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, even I guess even before that, we've got the Chamber Holiday Open House.
That's right. Yeah, it's
on November 15th.
Yeah, 15th.
From 1 to 4, and it's a Sunday, and the museum will be open that day. So while you're out shopping and visiting all the different businesses for Holiday Open House, don't forget the Coffeyville, the museum, the Dalton Defender and Coffeyville History Museum, because I was just in there yesterday. My dad volunteers, so I was visiting him for a second, and their gift shop is phenomenal. There are very neat items, handmade items, items for your people who are in love with the Daltons or different Old West stuff. You could even get you a mask. You have a safety mask for Christmas.
That's right.
I tell my kids are getting masks and gloves for Christmas. But it's such a habit now when you're out. I pick up decorative masks for my kids. It's kind of funny. But the museum will be open.
It's collectibles now.
Yeah. My six-year-old is wearing a turkey.
Well, there we go.
Thanksgiving.
There we go.
She was very into that. And we will also be open during the downtown festivities, the Christmas on the Plaza. We will be open from 5:30 to 8 during the downtown festivities that are on December 12th, 13th, 16th, 19th, 20th, and 23rd.
And the Brown Museum will be open for candlelight tours those days too, correct?
Yes, yes. I don't have the exact days in front of me for the candlelight tours. I'm a little slow. We can keep talking on that, and I will pull those up.
All right.
And it's going to be a little different this year, so keep up with us on the radio or Facebook or check the Coffeyville History website, because you're going to need to buy tickets this year, advance tickets to come to the candlelight tours. We're only going to have so many people in at a time.
To help with social distancing.
Yes. Last year, that's what that house was intended for. Packed to the rafters full of people, happy. It was very cool to have that many people in there, but with us wanting to keep everyone safe and happy during the holidays, we will have a limited number. So you'll be able to buy your ticket in advance, and it'll be for that night. So make sure you buy it for the night that you for sure as you want to go.
All right. So, and you'll be able to do that online, correct?
Yes.
Buy those tickets online?
I believe so. I know. I'm trying to pull this up here.
Yeah, and I know probably the reason doing it, that way you can get an exact amount of people who will be there at the mansion. That way you can get an accurate count who will be there. That
yes.
way you don't have just an overflow of people running up on the mansion at the same time. That way you'll get an exact count. Because I'm guessing you guys are not going to sell tickets at the door for that.
No, they're going to be advanced. You're going to be able to buy them at the chamber.
Okay.
That's where you'll pick them up at. And I'm trying to pull up all the days here. Chris is always so much better at this than me. But I will find those and we'll have Kyle announce them. I'm terrible.
I think it's the same days as the Christmas on the Plaza, because I think they're wanting to be, from what I've been told, that want to keep it open from basically that way. Kind of split the crowd. You'll have
yes.
half the crowd at the Brown Mansion, half at the Christmas on the Plaza. That way it keeps everybody distant, socially distant. So that way to kind of just spread things out.
Yeah, and I think you're right on that. So thank you. Kyle is the man of knowledge in the community.
Well, I keep hearing about it. So, you know, it ended up hearing a lot of information about it. So, but before that, though, of course the Dalton Defenders Museum still is open. And what are the hours of the Dalton Defenders Museum as of right now?
It is open 10 to 4, Monday through Saturday, and then on Sunday they're open 1 to 4, and they will continue to be open throughout the holiday season. So make sure you stop in and visit the museum, or, and you know, come in and buy stuff at the gift shop. You will be happy you did.
Yeah, I got to step in there when I was looking for you it wasn't the Dalton Defenders days, but it was
the Pass Lives On.
Yeah, the Pass On when I was down, and I got to say, and that gift shop is humongous. It was very, very cool to see. I got and also you guys show the documentary there as well, do you not? History Channel documentary.
Yes, we do. So anytime you come into the museum and you tour and visit the museum, you get to go in there and sit in the Dalton Room and watch the documentary, and it is on a loop. You go in there, someone can, you know, start it over for you.
Right.
It is very, and it's got people from here, you know, Lou Barndaller. She's a board member of the Historical Society, and she's a great historian. She's wrote books and things, and you see her, she's on the History Channel, you know, Bill Curtis, he was the one that is a narrator, and he's from Sudan.
Bill Curtis, man, that voice has been everywhere.
I used to always want to be on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me when I was younger, so I could get his voice on my home answering machine.
That'd be great to have that voice on your answering machine or on your voicemail. That'd be a great voice to have on there. You'd be like, whoa, what is that?
I always thought, now you can use anyone from the show, but I think it's really cool, though, that you could win Bill Curtis on your answering machine. Make sure you go and visit the Candlelight Tours. Get you a ticket and make sure you visit downtown Christmas on the Plaza and come into the museum. And I think you'll be, it's nice. Even if you've been to the museum before, you never get to see everything.
Right.
Come in again. And there's some handmade items in the gift shop from Robin Brony, I believe is her name. Mm-hmm. She used to be a member of the Historical Society. So there's really neat jewelry and different things in there that perfect for anyone.
Very nice. All right. So again, the Candlelight Tour is going on at the, yeah, boy, I could hear
Sorry.
That. Candlelight Tour is going on again. That will be coming up in December, and just kind of keep up to date. Where can they find more information at, Amy?
They can find it, and that's my boss, by the way, so this is his fault.
Okay.
they can find more information on our Facebook page, of course, but they can find it at CoffeevilleHistory.org, mm-hmm. I believe, is our website. And you can check with the chamber. And you can always call Chris Crane or I, or email us. And Chris, this is where she usually says her email very fast and in a perfect fashion. And I don't have that with me today. And then I had to hide my phone so it didn't make any more noise.
That's completely fine. Well, Amy, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it. And we will talk to you guys again next month. And by then, we will have started already with the Christmas on the Plaza.
Yes, it will be a lot of fun. I'm excited for that.
Definitely excited. Well, Amy, you have a fantastic day. And we will again talk to you next month.
Thank you for marrying all right. this rough interview with me.
We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have coming up the top of the we'll have news for you, and then we'll talk to Jeannie Haynes from the Natural Food Center. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this beautiful morning here in Southeast Kansas.